She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
So listen, listeners out there, have you been feeling a little off lately? Maybe lack of energy, always feeling cold, trouble concentrating, unexplained weight gain, all of those things and more, constipation, dry skin, thinning hair, big one. It could be a sign of an underactive thyroid, but guess what? According to the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists, upwards of 27 million Americans suffer from some type of thyroid disorder. And guess what? Of those, I keep making you guess. I'm just going to tell you. It's estimated that half of 27 million Americans, so almost 15 million Americans, are undiagnosed. Okay, we're suffering, but we're undiagnosed. I got to bring my favorite Patch Adams of the MD world, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, to talk through this modern day thyroid process and really us taking a closer look.
Yep. So welcome. And Holly, great to be with you as always. And another great topic for a way to not just save people's lives, but to make them glad to be alive once they realize how they can get the help they need.
That's awesome. So from your experience, I mean, obviously, you know that the gold standard for the conventional Western medical world to detect perhaps thyroid disease is TSH, so thyroid stimulating hormone. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, it's an utter crock of wasted money that causes probably over a million unnecessary deaths a year because we're relying on a horribly inaccurate test, and it's what the studies are showing. It's almost like this religious catechism that people, the doctors say TSH, and then they go ultra sensitive, and they have this test that the research shows is almost useless, and doctors are relying on that to determine whether people need the thyroid help. They don't care if you're exhausted, weight gain, cold intolerant, thinning hair, infertility, having heart disease, high cholesterol, all these things that make you a poster child for low thyroid. If that test is what they call okay, you're just out of luck. And the good news is that you can find practitioners who know to treat you and not just a blood test. So basically, if you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, any of those symptoms you mentioned, constipated, infertility, thinning hair, if you have any two or three of those symptoms, you deserve a trial of thyroid hormone regardless of what your blood tests show.
Well, you know, I think it's also, I agree, because I do, I think that, well, first of all, I think that TSH, it would be great for detecting a pituitary tumor, but as far as thyroid, and the other thing, Jacob, that I have to say regarding thyroid, I look at thyroid, the thyroid entire function, as sort of a relay race. So you've got this communication that happens from your body, and it's like, hey, do you need some more thyroid? Hey, or do you need less? Hey, what's going on? So it's communicating to, let's start at your higher brain centers, your hypothalamus pituitary. I would call that leg one. Leg two, at the thyroid gland itself, where you actually make thyroid hormone. Okay, that would be leg two. Leg three, you make thyroid hormone a little bit of the active a lot of the pro-hormone that needs to be peripherally converted into active T3, right? So that's usually in the liver, some in the skeletal, heart muscles, etc. And then I would say leg four is getting that active thyroid hormone to the receptor sites that are inside each and every cell of our bodies. And what the thyroid does at the end of the day, if we can get active T3 into each and every cell in our body, it basically drives our aerobic and anaerobic metabolism. That's what it does. And so you think about everything we're talking about. It's like, hey, have you felt tired? This unwanted weight gain, inability to lose weight. These are signs of hypometabolism. And besides allowing these people to have a trial of thyroid hormone, which I think is very relevant, and people are, I think, under-medicated in this sense, I also feel like some doctors really need to start looking at, I wonder why the thyroid is underfunctioning, because I got to tell you, there's a lot of different things in our modern day that can influence that peripheral conversion. That, you know, I mean, high cortisol, low cortisol. So High stress lifestyles leading to a deficiency state can certainly do that. Heavy metal toxicity, insomnia, cigarette smoke, certain medications. Like, we really need, in my opinion, to also be good clinicians and have good clinical acumen to understand where along that relay race we are, let's say, dropping the baton. Fair enough?
I'm back on.
Hey, did I lose you? I was just spewing off there about our modern day thyroid disease and how we need to kind of think about that. That where along this, I sort of described a relay race, you know, it's like, yeah. So where do we break? So did you hear most of that?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. As Holly, as you know, anywhere in that cycle, if something breaks down, you're going to have a problem. The test only picks up one small piece of that, and even that small piece is not picked up properly. So how do you tell if there's a problem? Well, think of it as like being like the thyroid is like the thermostat. It sets how much energy your body burns, or it's like a gas pedal, if you want to put it that way. And the way you tell is by how you feel. If you have the symptoms of low energy, you deserve a trial of thyroid hormone. And there's so many things that are causing it. Low iodine is a recurring epidemic. You've lost half of the iodine intake over about 30 years because of changes in food processing. So we're now seeing an epidemic of iodine deficiency coming back again. We'll see it from chemicals in the environment, stress, fibromyalgia. A very important clue, if you have family members who have low thyroid, usually from what's called Hashimoto's, autoimmune, you have a 50% chance of getting it yourself. That's a very, very strong genetic link there. So it comes down to a really simple thing, folks. If you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, infertility, we've heard this list before. If this sounds like you, see a holistic practitioner who can prescribe thyroid hormone for you. Get some extra iodine as well. Other things, for those of you with Hashimoto's, selenium is very helpful. 200 micrograms a day actually settles down the thyroid inflammation. And there's other things that will help settle down Hashimoto's as well. So there's a lot that can be done. But the problem is that most physicians have been trained to use a technique that we will look back 150 years from now, we'll look back probably 50 years from now, and say, what were they thinking?
Right.
Most researchers know.
Please go ahead, because I just want to make one more point. Go ahead, please.
Well, but most of the doctors will say if your TSH is under 5.4, you're fine. But a lot, if you look at the researchers who are doing research in thyroid disease, they define low thyroid as a TSH that's over 2.5. So that over doubles the number of people that would be diagnosed. And for many people, the TSH is irrelevant. So, guys, you got to go by your symptoms. And you're not going to convince your doctor to change. What you need to do, go to a holistic practitioner who knows to treat the person and not only the blood tests, and get the treatment you need. If you feel better on the thyroid, you need it. It's that simple.
Yep, absolutely. And I think what's so important for our listeners is that, listen, and I mean, Jacob is certainly an exception, but most conventional Western doctors, this is their scope of practice. They are reductionistic in nature, and actually by the school of thought of medicine. It's a science, reductionism. And so if your TSH is within normal limits, you're reduced to that. And you're basically treating a lab test, not you. If it's above that, also that their scope of practice are going to reduce you to the lab test. But here's my point. That's okay. We need conventional Western scientists. I believe that a lot. But there are more alternative, holistic, naturopathic doctors or people like Jacob, you can find on vitality101.com. Awesome, great ideas always for fatigue, for underfunctioning thyroid, for fibromyalgia. Just always a pleasure to have you. That we could talk about thyroid for about 4 segments, but we got to go for now. I really appreciate it. Make sure that we're going to knock you alive. We got to think this modern day thyroid thing through. And I'm going to put up a blog on radiomd.com. And you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at Your Radio MD.